Meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education will now come to order. Time is 6:37. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through public notice on March 14th, 2018, faxing to three newspapers designated by the board, the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Hunterdon Review, and Express Times, posting on the district website, the main bulletin board in the administration offices, and in each Clinton Township school, and finally faxing to the clerk of Clinton Township. Before I continue, I'm looking for a motion, please, to assign Ms. Michelle Cohn, the acting school board secretary for this evening's meeting and for every meeting moving forward when our school board secretary cannot make it. So I'm looking for a motion, please.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Second, Dr. Foy. First by Ms. Rodoga. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Okay. Ms. Cohn is the board secretary. Ms. Cohn, may we have a roll call, please?
Mrs. Grant?
Here.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Here.
Mrs. Brennan?
Here.
Mrs. Brooks?
Here.
Dr. Foy?
Here.
Mr. Malloy? Mrs. Olowski?
Here.
Mrs. Rattelgoda?
Here.
Thank you. Mrs. Rodoga, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Certainly.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Quite comedic.
Mrs. Olowski, would you please be the process guardian for this evening's meeting?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Ms. Cohn, would you please read the executive session statement?
Yes, whereas while the Senator Byron M. Baer Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6, et sec., requires all meetings of the Clinton Township Board of Education to be held in public, NJSA 10:4-12b sets forth nine types of matters that may lawfully be discussed in executive session, i.e. without the public being permitted to attend. And whereas the Clinton Township Board of Education has determined that the following issues are permitted by NJSA 10:4-12b to be discussed without the public in attendance and shall be discussed during an executive session. Whereas any pending or anticipated litigation or contract negotiation in which the public body is or may become a party, any matters falling within the attorney-client privilege to the extent that confidentiality is required in order for the attorney to exercise his ethical duties as a lawyer. The nature of the matter, described as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality, reviewing, hearing information before the board pursuant to NJSA 18A:37-13.2, et sec., personnel, and whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 60 minutes, after which the meeting shall reconvene and proceed with business. Now therefore be it resolved that the Clinton Township Board of Education will go into executive session for only the above stated reasons. Be it further resolved that the board hereby declares that its discussion of the aforementioned subject will be made public at such time as the reason for confidentiality no longer exists. Action may be taken upon return.
Thank you, Mrs. Cohn. Looking for a motion, please, to go into executive session?
Motion.
Mrs. Brooks?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Olowski. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? You're in executive session. Looking for a motion to reconvene the meeting, please?
Motion.
Motion.
Dr. Foy, second?
Second.
Ms. Brennan? Meeting is reconvened. Oh, hold on. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Now the meeting is reconvened. The Clinton Township Board of Education would like to announce the availability of an open board seat. Interested candidates must submit their name, address, and a phone number, and an email address along with a letter of interest and resume for consideration no later than 4 p.m. on Wednesday, July 18th of 2018. All information must be submitted to the district board office to our acting board secretary, Ms. Michelle Cohn. You can either deliver that hard copy in person at 128 Cokesbury Road in Lebanon, or you can send it to Ms. Cohn's email address at mcohn@ctsdnj.org. Ms. Cohn will send interested candidates a confirmation email within 24 hours after receiving the information. If you do not receive a confirmation email from Ms. Cohn by 4 p.m. on Thursday, July 20th of 2018, please call 908-236-7235. Interested candidates must meet qualifications under NJSA 18A:12-1. He or she must be a citizen and a resident of Clinton Township for at least 1 year, be a registered voter, be able to read and write, and notwithstanding the provisions of NJS 2C:51-1 or other law to the contrary, he or she is not disqualified as voter pursuant to RS 19:4-1. That's for you, and that's for you. I have a joint statement this evening from both the Board of Education as well as from the Clinton Township Education Association. And in an effort to keep the parents, members of the Clinton Township community and district staff informed on the status of negotiations between the Clinton Township Education Association and the Board of Education, both parties have agreed to release a joint statement after each negotiation session. The goal of these joint statements is to accurately communicate the status of current negotiations. Therefore, on Tuesday, June 19th, 2018, members from both the Clinton Township Education Association and the Board of Education's negotiations teams participated in a mediation session that lasted approximately 6 hours. During this mediation session, both groups discussed and traded proposals that included changes in contract language, healthcare benefits and contributions, compensation, professional development, and stipends. Both sides worked in a very honest and collaborative way to gain an understanding of each other's challenges, concerns, and goals for each of these topics. Although an agreement was not reached on Tuesday evening, the session ended with both sides having a better understanding of each other's positions and needs, and progress was made towards a mutually acceptable agreement between both parties. The next mediation session is scheduled for Monday, August 13th at Round Valley School. I'd like to now move on to the report of our superintendent, Dr. Pamela Feyender. Dr. Feyender?
Thank you.
I did already. Yep. That's okay.
Yes. Oh, great. Thank you. Okay. Thank you and good evening. Along with my report, which outlines that we ended the school year with 1,275 students, there is a suspension report that is published monthly. There were 2 1-day in-school suspensions at PMG and 1 out of school. There was 1 1-day in-school suspension at the middle school, 1 day out of school at the middle school, 2 days out of school, and 5 out-of-day school suspensions at CTMS. We also asked that the board accept the enrollment and suspension report, as well as the HIB tracking reports. On your addendum, you will see that the first reading, there was an incident that was reported in May, and the hipster software issued it again in error. We're adding to the first reading a correction of a number of tracking, and also we had an incident that was happened just after the release of our agenda, so we're asking that you accept that as well into my report. I want to say happy summer to everyone, and a special thank you to everyone for the past school year. Our students had many accomplishments, and we were able to see and hear about those at the graduation last Thursday night. CTMS class of 2018 commencement was absolutely wonderful. It was student-led, which Ms. Hammond says is tradition. The comments, the underlying philosophies, the hopes and the reflections, and just the palpable excitement of what is to come all belied their young age. It was truly a culminating highlight of the 2017-18 school year that I've spent with you. And as we bring this school year to a close, we're moving forward in preparing for the next. Each summer brings with it open positions for which we have to interview and fill. As long as I've been in the school business, and that's been quite a while, summer brings changes for personnel and for teachers. It can be a spouse relocating. There's a family health emergency which requires someone's full-time attention. A promotional position opens up on one's career path. Or for like us this summer, a beloved teacher finds a job 10 minutes from home and not over an hour's ride every day, twice a day. We understand that. Our goal whenever we have openings is to seek and find the best possible candidate for each position. And we also know that we really can't know the depths of someone's skills and talents until we work together. What I found in Clinton Township is it is incredibly rigorous with its teaching standards. And if they can't be met, we make a change. Our students deserve that. And our colleagues deserve comparable standards from their colleagues. And as we continue preparing for the reorganizational move this summer, here are some highlights. The time frame in which all the moves are to take place is from this last week in June up until August 17th. A reputable moving company is being recommended tonight and endorsed by the Finance and Facilities Company, which has corporate experience and not just residential. It's been heavily vetted by J&J, and it's proposed for the board to support. It is notable that the fee for the move is well under what we originally budgeted. A parent wrote to me saying that she had heard teachers are given only a couple of hours to pack and only two boxes each, and they had to provide their own tape. And so, to begin with, each building did receive 125 boxes, and they were designed to require no tape. Not all staff members are moving, so there were plenty of boxes to pack personal items only, which is what we ask. But people asked for more because many of our teachers wanted to do their own packing, and we appreciated that. And so over 850 boxes were provided across the district. Some members were given the equivalent of two full days to pack, with the expectation that only personal items were to go, leaving the rest for the movers. But as I said, many staff members, and I probably would have been one of them, would want to have packed the items in my classroom. Another parent said teachers stayed the night to pack. Well, I can understand that some wanted to do it themselves, because I would. I'm not aware of anyone who stayed the night, and I would like to know who they are, because I would want to thank them if they worked that hard and felt they had to do it themselves. Still another parent asked about teachers getting paid to pack and move. There is an agreement between the CTA and the Board of Education that one day with pay for the purpose of making a move is a contractual obligation. With this board, the board took action to ratify time that I proposed, the last two half days and full day this year, and to approve tonight, August 28th, for when we return in the fall, for the opportunity to do this. While move-up days and parent nights were held, a mom registered a concern that one had not been yet facilitated for the upcoming parents of third graders at Round Valley School. Ms. Postma immediately responded to the mother and talked about plans for a special event. She and Mr. Connolly are working on it, and to my delight, the mother wrote back and said, Mrs. Postma is a gem for doing this, so I appreciated her response back. A board member asked me today about a waiver for kindergarten bathrooms. I'm just thinking about all the different things I hear about when I'm working. So it's about a waiver for kindergarten bathrooms. We originally said we didn't need one. Well, originally we didn't. There were five classrooms with bathrooms, and that's where the five kindergarten sections were to go. Due to a change in a special education class that needs to go to PMG to be kept with their age comparable peers according to their IEPs, we're moving them. Fortunately, this bathroom waiver is not a waiver so that children have to go down the hall in long stretches all together. It's a connection between two bathrooms that will be shared. Parents requested, and we were able to accommodate, a before care program by the Work Family Connection at Round Valley School. I received an email this weekend from a family asking about looking into students who need aftercare at the middle school, and I'm eager to look into that. The mom said that sometimes because she works and her husband works, the children have to go home and they can't stay for clubs or sports if they're transported somewhere else. So we're going to explore that option. And speaking of activities, in the latest Moving Forward newsletter we wrote, sixth graders will be offered the opportunity to try out for interscholastic sports. We anticipate that a majority, if not all, clubs will be open to 6th, 7th, and 8th grade students. Well, somebody said, well, what's not going to be open? To clarify, Ms. Hammond said, there is probably one that they're looking at whether or not it would be appropriate because of the technology in the class, and she wants to talk further about making a decision on that for 6th graders. That said, going into middle school this year, our 6th graders will get to participate in boys or girls soccer, volleyball, cross country, boys girls basketball, cheerleading, baseball and softball, boys and girls lacrosse, art, robotics, drama, theater, camerata singers, rock band, guitar ensemble, jazz band, yearbook, golf, ski club, and an enrichment relay for life, lawfare, word masters, poetry club, student council, and POPs. So the opportunities that we're able to expand for them are fantastic. In keeping with the research on educating emerging adolescents, an important part of a true middle school model involves opportunities for low-level competition and high-level participation, with a transition into high-level competition experiences. We believe the lineup of existing programs that's going to be available for our sixth graders is exciting, and it also is going to make those teams larger and the clubs larger and more robust. I'm excited about this because I believe it is our job to maximize opportunities for students in such a way that it has long-term sustainability. As I said about the eighth grade commencement ceremony, one of the students shared a quote that she said resonated with her for many years. And I kind of smiled because for many years is not that many for an eighth grader. I've been collecting quotes since I was in high school. That's many years. Nonetheless, when she read it, I was very moved. I had never heard it before. And I thought it fitting and profound, and I thought it's something I needed to take to heart as well. She said, "The secret of change is to focus all of your energy, not on fighting the old, but on building the new." Socrates. So in the wisdom of an eighth grade student who is leaving us and probably destined to go on and do wonderful things, I'm taking to heart her recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I'm looking for a motion, please, on action item 18SU-038 to 18SU-041, please.
Motion.
Mr. Malloy, second, please.
Second.
Second, Dr. Foy. Any questions for Dr. Fiander this evening?
I just had one. So moving forward, we're going to continue with the newsletter weekly that goes out to the parents and the community.
Yes, I understand the vice president's going to write it.
Oh, really?
Yes, we are.
Okay, I'll sign up.
Any other questions for Dr. Fiander this evening?
Question? I want, from last meeting, I think you mentioned something about the, we were concerned about the large amount of suspension reports, and now I'm seeing another amount of numbers. Is this just end of year normal? There's a little bit more? Because I think there was like, at CTMS specifically, there were four.
I can't answer because I don't know what's in the past, but okay. I'm prepared to do a study for you to look at the analysis of what the changes are.
I just remember Rachel making a comment last time at the last meeting,
yeah,
so
yeah,
to see it again.
Again, I don't know the facts, so I'm happy to do an analysis of that. Okay.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
No, what was that you said?
I said any other questions?
Oh.
Okay. I guess it was. What was that you said?
Can we have roll call, please?
Yes. Mrs. Brennan?
Yes.
Mrs. Brooks?
Yes.
Dr. Foy?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mrs. Olowski?
Yes.
Mrs. Radagoda?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes. Motion carries. Thank you very much. I'd like to open the floor to first public comment section on agenda items only to guarantee the fair and orderly expression of an individual. Our bylaw limits comments to 3 minutes. We will adhere to this bylaw to allow for everyone to be heard in a fair, consistent, and equitable way. Also, the public comment section is only for comments made by the public. It is not an interactive session between the board and the public. This, too, is defined by our bylaw. The board will make note of any questions or comments that a member of the public will make at the microphone. If the Board of Education has an immediate answer to the question or questions, they'll be answered at the conclusion of the public comment section. To the extent any other action or research is warranted, it will be addressed by the board president or the superintendent of schools as appropriate. No participant may speak more than once on the same topic until all others who wish to speak on that topic have been heard. If you'd like to address the board, please approach the microphone, state your name and address. We'll be limiting the public comment section to 30 minutes.
I don't think I'm quite tall enough. I'm Sharon Flannery. Sharon Flannery, 31 Riverbend Road, Clinton, New Jersey. I am a member of, a resident of Clinton Township, pardon the voice here, and I have been the librarian in Clinton Township for the past 30 years. I just retired in 2017. My first 20 years were spent at Patrick McGarren School, where I was a librarian full-time with grades 3 through 5. Then I moved on to Round Valley for with grades 6 to 8 for 1 year, and then stayed at Round Valley and finished up my career with grades 4 to 6. What I would like to stress tonight to the board is the importance of having a full-time librarian in each of our schools. When Patrick McGarren was opened in 1987, there were 5 classes per grade, with a total school enrollment of approximately 375 children in Patrick McGarren. And at that time, each of the Clinton Township's 3 schools, Spruce Run, Patrick McGarren, and Round Valley Middle School, had full-time librarians. Now in the fall of 2018, with the consolidation of the district schools, Round Valley will have anticipated 6 classes per grade, with approximately 450 students. I'm just averaging things out here. In grades 3 to 5. That's actually more students than we started out with at Patrick McGarren in 1987. And they will not have access to a full-time librarian. They'll have to share the librarian with Patrick McGarren School. The librarian has a lot more to do than just teach library classes and check out books. If a school does have a full-time librarian, the students can come to the library anytime to choose books, do book exchange, ask the librarian for questions, get help in choosing a book on their reading level, browse around. Sometimes they don't know what they want until they've had a chance to browse. With a full-time librarian, the student doesn't have to wait a week when they finish reading a book before they can go back to the library to do a book exchange. Teachers also rely heavily on the school librarian's assistance and expertise. A classroom teacher might show up in the library and ask the librarian to recommend a set of books on teaching simile, or do you have some good books that I can start a unit on historical fiction? Classroom teachers collaborate with the school librarians when they're starting research lessons and research projects. These can't happen when the librarian's not in the building all the time.
Ms. Flannery, I'm sorry, 3 minutes are up. Can you summarize, please?
Up.
Thank you.
The Clinton Township School District, rightly so, prides itself on having an excellent blue ribbon schools where the children come first. The students in 2018 deserve to have full-time librarians in each of the schools, just as they did in 1987. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh
Brunel Reckon, 42 Valley Crest Road. Just before I go with the points I have here, I know, Dr. Finder, you mentioned some items that got voted on the, an addendum items. I didn't see any addendum items that was available to the public. I wasn't sure what addendum items are being voted on. Just briefly, one of my questions has been answered about Mrs. Postma saying that she's looking into third grade visitation, I guess, for parents, students. I assume that they're going to hopefully work on things that incorporate parents and students, not just for upcoming third graders, but also for fourth graders who toured the school. And now since they toured and were shown where their classrooms are going to be, now it's going to change because they're going to be, I assume, where the old fifth graders were. I hope that will be addressed as well. I have to agree with whatever parent emailed you back, Dr. Finder, that having Mrs. Postma there, it's a gem, and I'm so okay with that. It's a reassurance despite all the turmoil that's been going on. One of the other questions that's come up a lot about from parents is how will the unified arts and specials be adjusted to accommodate third graders?
I'm sorry, I really can't hear you.
Can you speak up a little bit?
I apologize.
One of my other questions is how will...
Is that better?
Try that. Okay, I'm not used to holding a mic. I just speak up loud. One of the other things is how will the unified arts be adjusted to accommodate third graders at Patrick McGarren, knowing that originally the fourth graders would have had to go through a major change. Hopefully that can all be looked into to make the unified arts more appropriate for their age level. Another quick question, and I realize some of these could be emailed to the teachers, but I know, Dr. Finder, you are very involved with all this, is they mentioned that music instruments will be offered to third graders. Even though I'm going to have third graders and fourth graders next year, I don't think the third graders is necessarily developmentally appropriate yet to start learning some of these instruments, and I'm thinking, oh, hopefully Mr. Hill's input can be sought with this to make sure that things don't get promised to parents which may not be which possibly is not developmentally appropriate for the students. The other thing is, I know the teachers are being given one day of unpacking time. I don't know how many of you have moved. Quite often it takes longer to unpack than to pack. Hopefully that can be considered for when the teachers have to unpack and get used to a new classroom and get everything ready for potentially additional unpacking time.
Mr. Rankin, I'm sorry, 3 minutes are up.
Can I make my last sentence? It's just a comment. I will do it at the next speaking term for non-agenda items. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to address the board on agenda items only? Okay, seeing none, I'd like to close the floor on agenda items only and open the floor for the first recognition of the public. The parameters that I mentioned a few moments ago and the guidelines apply to here as well. And so if you'd like to address the board, please approach the microphone, state your name and address. We'll be limiting this comment section to 10 minutes. Ronell Reckon, 42 Valley Crest Road. Sorry. This is just a brief comment on two meetings ago when I believe all the tenured staff positions was mentioned and there was a lot of comments. And one of the Board of Education members mentioned towards the very end of the meeting that she want to explain to the public that the Board of Education is not the one who make these recommendations and they are not the ones to put these recommendations out. And I understand that. I know that. I believe a lot of them come from Dr. Finder and from the school. So if we as a public seem upset with the Board of Education, sometimes it's the board, that's just the way it is. Because
right now, despite who makes the original recommendations, the Board of Education is the one who vote and then finally approve those recommendations. So that was just a point I wanted to make.
Anyone else like to address the board this evening? Seeing none, I'd like to close the floor and move on to the report of our school business administrator and board secretary this evening. Yep. I will do that. Informational, the date of the Board of Education's next regular meeting is scheduled for Monday, July 23rd, 2018 at 7:30 in the auditorium of the Clinton Township Middle School. Also in this segment is our minutes for executive sessions for May 14th and May 31st, as well as minutes from the meeting on May 14th and May 31st. In this section, we're also looking to approve the Board Secretary and Treasurer's report for ending on May 31st of 2018, in addition to line item transfers for a period ending May 31st as well. That is the general report of the school business administrator. So I'm looking for a motion of 18BA-042 to 18BA-046. Looking for a motion, please.
Motion.
Mrs. Olowski, looking for a second, please.
Second.
Ms. Brooks. Okay. Any questions? I'm seeing none. May we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Mrs. Brennan?
Yes.
Mrs. Brooks?
Yes.
Dr. Foy?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes to all, but I'm going to abstain on the executive session minutes, action item 18BA42.
Mrs. Olowski?
Yes.
Mrs. Rattelgoda?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes. Motion carries. On to the reports of our committees. Our first committee report this evening is our Facilities and Finance. Mr. Kev Malloy is the chair of that committee. Mr. Malloy, sir, may we have your report for your committee, sir?
Yes, the Facilities and Finance Committee met twice in June and spent a truly uncomfortable amount of time with each other. Meetings were, as you can see from a pretty large agenda, fairly wide-ranging, including interviews.
Mr. Malloy, can you speak into the microphone, please?
Better?
Much.
This is bad for my back, but okay. The meetings covered a wide range of areas, up to and including interviews for things like auditing firms, meeting with potential candidates for positions, as well as various discussions for some contract renewal, as well as just sort of managing the day-to-day business of the school. A few items on the agenda. So we've got 50 items to move tonight, all of which I will read right now. I'm just seeing who's listening. I'm not going to do that. But there are a few things we do need to add in. The first, a few addendums. One, under the addendum, the term of the contract for Dr. Frank is the 17-18. It says 17-18, not 17-18. Am I reading that correctly?
It doesn't say 17.
It should be 17-18. Also, we're going to, on FY2016, we're going to table the appointment and or renewal of RK Environmental because the term is not complete. And we'll bring that back on the agenda next month. To correct the numerical and written word disconnect on FF252, the donation should read 7 ovens and 14 sewing machines. And finally, on 256, an addendum item to change the approved bill payment amount from $4,141,415.13 to $4,144,405.13 to include additional payments for educational evaluation and consultative services. And finally, on an addendum item, FF257, which I'll read right now into the record, be it resolved that the Board of Education hereby approves contracting with Paramount Facility Management Solutions for the purpose of project managing and reorganization moves outlined in the scope of work to be completed on or before August 17th, 2017, at a cost of $4,900. So, other items that we've discussed today. We have the usual items. We've got items related to teacher continuing ed and district travel. We have 11 IEP-related items. We have a fairly large approval of contracts, which I can quickly roll through here. Brown & Brown is our health insurance and dental consultant, CBIZ-centric insurance agency, as the district's insurance brokerage representative. Joint transportation with Del Valle Regional School District, legal services provided by DeFrancesco, Bateman, Kunzman, Davis, Lair, and Flaum, as well as Porzio, Bromberg, and Newman. Garco Research for wastewater treatment operator service, Hunterdon County, ESC for joint transportation. The renewal of Mashio's food service for a one-year contract. Natural System Utilities for wastewater plant, Brett Somjan as architect of record. Something else to bring to your attention tonight would be item 18FF248. The Clinton Township School District is, or the Facilities and Finance Committee is recommending to the district that we appoint a new auditor, Ms. Avocia, LLP, for an annual cost not to exceed $29,200, hourly rates printed within that. So, we also wish to gratefully recommend the acceptance of a grant from the Clinton Foundation for Educational Excellence. I think I've pretty much covered everything within a fairly high level. Mm-hmm. So with that, I move items 18FF207 through 18FF257.
Thank you, Ms. Malloy. I'm looking for a second, please.
Second.
Ms. Olowski. Any questions for Mr. Malloy this evening? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Mrs. Brennan?
Yes.
Mrs. Brooks?
Yes.
Dr. Foy?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Abstain on 213. Abstain on Brown and Brown on 216. Yes to all others.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mrs. Olowski?
Yes.
Mrs. Rattelgoda?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes. Motion carries. Moving on to our second committee report of the evening, our Personnel Negotiations Committee. Ms. Alyssa Olowski is the chair of that committee. Ms. Olowski, may we please have the report of your committee?
Sure. The Personnel Committee met once since the May board meeting, and we have 47 action items this month, so Facilities and Finance beat us out by three. Of note, there's a resolution that allows for Dr. Fiander to take appropriate action needed for emergent hires for unfilled summer positions between today and the July board meeting. There are several action items related to staff stipends throughout the district. There are several action items related to staffing recommendations made by Dr. Fiander for the 2018-19 school year, 2018-19 ESY program, summer curriculum writing, as well as other summer-related employment. There are three resignations, one at CTMS and two at Round Valley. The board would like to wish Susan DeMeo, Julia Beckman, and Chelsea Lindeberry well in their future endeavors. There is an action item related to staff moving days in the 2018-19 and 2019-2020 school years. There's an action item related to carryover of vacation days for Dr. Fiander from the 2018-19 school year to the 2019-2020 school year. 2020 is hanging me up. There are two action items related to staff research projects. There are several action items related to new hires as well as job descriptions. There are several action items for student aides, substitutes, and home instruction for the 2018-19 school year. There are several action items related to leaves of absence throughout the district. And last but not least, there are corrections to three action items and four added action items as part of the addendum to the meeting agenda, and I will read those now. So the corrections are with respect to 18-PN-298 and 18-PN-299. The effective date is July 1st of 2018, not 2017. And the correction to action item 18PN-300 is to also include Laura Kahlo to the list of staff members for summer curriculum writing for the 2018-19 school year. With that, I'd like to make a motion to move action items 18PN-269 through 18PN-311.
Thank you, Ms. Olowski. I'm looking for a second, please.
Second.
Second, Ms. McLaughlin. Any questions for Mrs. Olowski this evening?
I just had a question on the resignations. So once they're approved tonight,
you then post them tomorrow on the website and begin to interview?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thanks.
I have a question about substitute, I guess almost substitute anything. I noticed a few names that are, like, they actually are district employees. Is there a specific reason why we pay them a different rate when they substitute in the same position that they work?
Different positions require different.
It's been a practice in the district that, and it's been on the agenda that if they substitute, in other words, if I were a half-time custodian in the district and I was needed to stay the other half, I was substituting for a person. Now we distinguish if, for instance, secretaries do additional hours for, say, kindergarten registration. And if a secretary is directed to do that by the principal, then that contractually is time and a half for that. But the district has distinguished if you're substituting for someone for these different positions or if you're actually asked to do yours over an extended period of time. That's how it's been distinguished.
Okay. Any other questions? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Mrs. Brennan?
1 second. I got to get to my page. I'm going to abstain on 286 and yes to the rest.
Mrs. Brooks?
Yes.
Dr. Foy?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mrs. Olowski?
Yes.
Mrs. Rattelgoda?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes. Motion carries. Final committee.
Okay. Nope, I'm not done.
Sorry.
I get to be broken up today.
Okay. Oh, right, my bad.
Okay, so now on to the four added action items, and they will be split up as well. They will be split up into 18-PN-312 through 314, and then we will vote on 18-PN-315 by itself. So action items 18-PN-312 through 314 are related to the appointment of Sue High as acting director of special projects-transition effective July 1st, 2018 at a salary of $130,000 annually. 18-PN-313 is related to the severance agreement with Sue High effective December 31st, 2018. And 18-PN-314 is related to the board accepting Sue High's letter of resignation effective December 31st of 2018. With that, I'd like to put forth a motion for action items 18-PN-312 through 314.
Thank you, Ms. Olowski. May we have a second, please?
Second.
Second, Mrs. McLaughlin. Any questions? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Mrs. Brennan?
Yes.
Mrs. Brooks?
Yes.
Dr. Foy?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mrs. Olowski?
Yes.
Mrs. Rattelgoda?
Yes.
And Mrs. Grant?
Yes. Motion carries.
Okay, last one, I swear. All right, 18-PN-315. I'm going to read it all since you don't have it in front of you. Be it resolved that the Board of Education hereby appoints Richard Kilpatrick as the school business administrator for the term of 6 months effective July 1st, 2018 through December 31st, 2018, or until the appointment of a new school business administrator occurs, subject to the Executive County Superintendent's approval. The appointment of Richard J. Kilpatrick is at the contracted rate of $500 per workday, plus 10 paid holidays and 6 paid sick leave days. With that, I'd like to put forth a motion for action item 18-PN-315.
Thank you, Ms. Olowski. I'm looking for a second, please.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Malloy. Any questions for Ms. Olowski? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Yes, Mrs. Brennan?
Yes.
Mrs. Brooks?
Yes.
Dr. Foy?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mrs. Olowski?
Yes.
Mrs. Rattelgoda?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes. Motion carries.
Okay, now I'm done.
Thank you. On behalf of the board, I'd like to welcome Mr. Kilpatrick. We are very eager to work with you and get started. And on behalf of the school board, I'd like to thank Ms. High for all of her incredible years of service to this district. You will be greatly missed. Your contributions to the children and to the faculty are immense and very difficult to encapsulate in words. So thank you very much and best of luck.
Yes. She hasn't left us yet.
No.
The thing about Sue High is, I think one of her... it's like the military, you never get out. I think one of your strongest traits is how you build culture. And I'm excited that you're going to be working with all of the schools in building new cultures and bringing traditions with them. And I learned that Sue does a happy walk every day sometime in the morning around her building, and she makes sure that everyone is okay. She connects, and she's going to be a wonderful gift to all of us during our transition. You talked about when I came here you wanted to retire, so I think it's a great way to have your handprint all over the district before you go. Looking forward to working with you.
Moving on to the final committee report of the evening, our Policy and Curriculum Committee. Ms. Rachel McLaughlin is that chair. May we have the report of your committee, Ms. McLaughlin, please?
Yes. The Policy and Curriculum Committee has not met since the last board meeting. We have 5 agenda items tonight. Action item 18PC050 needs a correction. In the agenda, it says it's a Title III immigrant grant. This is not for immigrant purposes. It is actually a consortium agreement for the 18-19 school year. So I wanted to alert you to that. The first action item is the initial adoption of our curriculum for math, science, and ELA. Our second action item is the submission of an ExxonMobil grant for STEM projects. The third action item is approving a master services agreement with Johns Hopkins University Center for Talented Youth, which is at no cost to our district. And the fifth action item is to ratify move up day, which already successfully, I hear, took place. So with that, I'm going to move action items 18PC047 through action item 18PC51.
Thank you, Ms. McLaughlin. Looking for a second, please.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Olowski. Any question for Mrs. McLaughlin this evening? Seeing none, may we have a roll call?
Yes, Mrs. Brennan?
Yes.
Mrs. Brooks?
Yes.
Dr. Foy?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mrs. Olowski?
Yes.
Mrs. Rattelgoda?
Yes.
And Mrs. Grant?
Yes. Motion carries. Thank you very much. Feasibility of closing the school committee met this evening to get a report from Dr. Fyander on the current status of the reorganization of the district. And Dr. Fyander has already shared the status, and everyone has seen the different motions for a new moving company. So things are progressing nicely and on schedule. And we'll give another report in July in addition to our weekly reports in our newsletter. I'd like to move on to old business of the board. Does anyone on the board have any old business they would like to discuss this evening?
I do.
Ms. McLaughlin?
So I actually have show and tell. I've been on this board for many years, and one of the initial introductions to being on the board was through my training that we should always be focused on student achievement and how our students are doing. How are they progressing? And so I think back to maybe even 3 superintendents ago, I have always advocated to have students recognized for their accomplishments. And as I listened to Ms. Rankin talk about how it's not
necessarily our job to make recommendations. We often bring forth recommendations, but ultimately it's the superintendent's job to recommend things and then bring them to the board. So I'm going to make a recommendation which I've made for several years and has yet to be accepted. But in other surrounding districts in Hunterdon County, students are recognized in the newspaper for their accomplishments. And so this came across my page today. This is middle school names, graduation, and award winners for Reddington. And so I would like to figure out what we need to do in Clinton Township so that we figure out the whatever the appropriate paperwork is at the initial September to check off that it's okay to put your name in the paper. But I feel that our students need to be recognized. And year in and year out, I see every other school district in Hunterdon County recognizing their students, and we're not. And so again, I'm going to give this as Exhibit A. Here's another example of students being recognized. So I would appreciate if we can make that happen. I was disappointed this year as a board member that I was not invited to the middle school awards. If I had known about it in advance, I always try to attend. I appreciate those staff members that do invite us to events. As a teacher myself, it's very hard to make things during the day. But when there are night events and I can attend, I happily attend them. So I think it's very important as a board member that we continue to recognize all of our students' accomplishments, no matter how small.
Thank you.
Hear, hear.
Any other items under old business? Seeing none then, let's move on to new business. Is there any new business any board member would like to bring up this evening?
I just, on the note of being invited, I had my first opportunity to come to the 8th grade middle school graduation, and we reminded how old I am now. I hearkened back to the boom box with the cassette player. I don't know what the gift du jour of this year was, but I think only recently did that boom box leave my basement, the electronic recycling. So thank you for the invite.
I want to second Dr. Foy's remarks, because I also got to attend, and it was so impressive to see these students come up and the speeches that they wrote, and just even the poise of coming up and speaking. Mm-hmm. And I was just so excited that I was able to participate. And also in all the other fun, great end of year things, course concerts, everything else that went on with the last 6 weeks of craziness.
Anything else? Okay. I'd like to open the floor then for a second recognition of the public. Again, the parameters I mentioned before apply here as well. If you'd like to address the board, please come up to the microphone, state your name and address. We will be limiting this second recognition to 10 minutes. Okay. Seeing none, I'll close the floor and ask Ms. Cohn to please read the executive session statement.
Whereas while the Senator Byron M. Baer Open Public Meetings Act NJSA 10:4-6 et sec requires all meetings of the Clinton Township Board of Education to be held in public, NJSA 10:4-12b sets forth 9 types of matters that may lawfully be discussed in executive session, i.e. without the public being permitted to attend. And whereas the Clinton Township Board of Education has determined that the following issues are permitted by NJSA 10:4-12b to be discussed without the public in attendance and shall be discussed during an executive session. Whereas any pending or anticipating litigation or contract negotiation in which the public body is or may become a party. Any matters falling within the attorney-client privilege to the extent that confidentiality is required in order for the attorney to exercise his ethical duties as a lawyer. The nature of the matter described as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality, reviewing hearing information before the board pursuant to NJSA 18A:37-13.2 et sec, attorney-client privilege, personnel, and negotiations. And whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 60 minutes, after which the meeting shall reconvene and proceed with business. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Clinton Township Board of Education will go into executive session for only the above stated reasons. Be it further resolved that the board hereby declares that its discussion of the aforementioned subject will be made public at such a time as the reason for confidentiality no longer exists. Action may be taken upon return.
Thank you, Ms. Cohn. Looking for motion, please, to go into executive session.
Motion.
Dr. Foy, second, please.
Second.
Looking for a second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Brennan, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? We are now in executive session. Meeting is reconvened. I am now looking for a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Meeting is adjourned at 10:20 p.m.